Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, coming to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. We come here each day to reflect over a portion of the Gospel that we shared at the Mass. And so today our Gospel reading is from Mark. Mark writes, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel today returns us to the familiar scene of the disciples battling the wind on the Sea of Galilee. It is late. They are exhausted. The wind is against them, and Jesus, who had sent them ahead, comes towards them, walking on the water, speaking the words that echo through the centuries, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." These are the same disciples who, just hours earlier, witnessed one of the most astonishing miracles of Jesus' public ministry, the feeding of the 5,000. They saw him multiply the loaves in his hands. They passed them out with their own hands. They collected the 12 wicker baskets afterwards, and still, when confronted with a storm, they tremble. Mark tells us plainly why. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. This is not a condemnation. It is a diagnosis of the human soul. The disciples are not simply battling the wind. They are battling fear, confusion, and spiritual forgetfulness. The storm exposes the deeper storm within. So often in life, the moment after a great grace comes a moment of testing. After consolation, desolation. After clarity, confusion. After abundance, scarcity. Like the disciples, we forget the miracle we just received. We forget the nearness of God we have just tasted. We forget the baskets still full at our feet. Mark's insight is piercing. Their hearts were hardened, not towards Jesus, but towards the meaning of what Jesus had just done. They saw the miracle, but they had not allowed it to interrupt reality for them. The miracle of the loaves was not merely about food. It was a revelation, an epiphany of who Jesus is. He is the one whose companionship, whose compassion feeds the multitude. He is the one whose sufficiency overcomes lack. He is the one who makes the impossible ordinary. He is the one whose abundance spills over into 12 baskets overflowing. And now, in the storm, Jesus reveals the same truth in a new form. He comes to them on the water. The chaos over which only God has authority. He identifies himself with divine words. "It is I." Literally in Greek, "I am." If they had understood the loaves, they would have recognized him on the waves. When fear governs the heart, we misinterpret reality. Fear shrinks our vision. Fear makes us read every situation as a threat. Fear blinds us to grace. The disciples' fear made them unable to recognize the presence of the Lord right in front of them. They thought he was a ghost. Fear distorts the face of God. Jesus knows this. He doesn't scold them. He speaks the words every fearful heart longs to hear. Take courage. Courage does not come from us. It comes from hearing his voice. Courage comes from knowing who is present with us. It is I. Do not be afraid. The command flows from the revelation. Fear is banished not by effort, but by presence. He climbs into the boat, and the wind immediately dies down. This is not merely a meteorological event. It is a spiritual reality. When the presence of Christ enters the heart, the storm subsides. Not necessarily the external storms, but the internal ones. This gospel invites us to three practices. First, remember the loaves. Recall the ways God has provided for you in the past. Gratitude softens the heart. Memory heals spiritual amnesia. What grace have you forgotten? What miracle did you witness but never fully absorbed? Secondly, invite Jesus into the boat, not just into your thoughts, but into your fears. Not just into your plans, but into your powerlessness. The disciples don't calm the storm. Jesus did. We do not save ourselves. He comes to save us. And thirdly, let Jesus teach your heart to see. Hardness of heart is not stubbornness. It is spiritual dullness. It is the inability to perceive God in the ordinary. Christ wants to give us a heart that recognizes him, even on the waves. If we let him soften our hearts, we will begin to see that. We will begin to see the miracle of the loaves continuing in our scarcity. The miracle of the sea continues in our storms. The miracle of his presence continues in our lives. During this Epiphany season, the Church emphasizes the ways Christ manifests his divinity, his identity, his love. Today's manifestation is simple and profound. He reveals himself as the one who comes to you in the storm. Not after you escape it, but in the middle of it. He is the God who walks on the waves you fear, the God who enters your boat, the God who calms your heart, the God who says, "Do not be afraid." May we recognize him in the breaking of the bread and on the stormy sea. May we remember the miracle of the loaves. And may our hearts be softened to receive the one who always comes to save. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others. And also, if the Spirit should move you, to include your prayer petition in the blanks below so that we can all pray for one another during these epiphanal days. May God bless you today. And keep you safe. Amen.